hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you're a music lover, there's too much of a good thing this weekend. You can't be everywhere at once, so you'll have to make some tough choices. We're here to help. Let's start in Camden, where the Exponential Music Festival takes over Wiggins Waterfront Park from Friday through Sunday. This three-day fest, presented by WXPN, brings heavy hitters like War, Sharon Van Etten, Courtney Barnett, and Preservation Hall Jazz Band to three stages.
Low rider, drives a little slower. Low rider.
Along with that, there are craft vendors, food, and all the vibes that have kept this festival going for more than 30 years. Gates open at 4:30 on Friday and at noon on Saturday and Sunday. Halloween is on the way. Well, it's coming. And you can start celebrating early. Halloween Nights at Eastern State Penitentiary opens Friday and runs through early November. 10 acres of haunted attractions with two new ones for 2025, themed bars, and a glow necklace they provide if you want an enhanced experience. Wear it if you dare. The Women's Film Festival starts this week, celebrating its 10th year and its first time as an official part of the Fringe Festival. Screenings, workshops, and more at venues around the city run through Sunday, September 28th, and all the films are by, for, or about women. You can find schedules and ticket info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Philly is getting a new museum and there's a parade to celebrate it. On Saturday at noon, art takes to the streets with Chaos and Kisses, a grand opening parade for Calder Gardens beginning at Love Park. Pig Iron Theater and the Sun Ra Orchestra, among others, will perform. Calder Gardens, a space to honor the work of Philly-born artist Alexander Calder, opens on Sunday. South Philly is known for three things: its culture, its food, and its lack of parking. So take a rideshare to the South Philly Sausage Fest. It's on Saturday with local breweries, sausage masters, craft vendors, and live music all on the scene. It's a block party worth heading to with an empty stomach and a full wallet. It's at Broad and Pass Yonk on Saturday, and it goes from noon to 7 p.m. If laughter is the best medicine, then we have three top doctors of comedy in town this weekend. Adam Sandler brings his You're My Best Friend tour to the Xfinity Mobile Arena on Friday at 7:30. Then Nikki Glaser on her Alive and Unwell tour during three shows at the Kimmel Center on Friday at 7 and Saturday at 7 and 9:30. And finally, John Mulaney hits the Met on the Mr. Whatever tour for shows on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. If you ask us, it's just what the doctor ordered.
Hey mama, would you pay my rent? Would you let me crash in your basement? 'Cause any one of us could make it big or could end up dead on the pavement.
The Lumineers roll into Citizens Bank Park on Friday night on the Automatic World Tour. And yes, you'll probably hear Stubborn Love and Ho Hey, as well as their latest single, Same Old Song. The show starts at 6:30 p.m.
Every time he'd ask, she'd say, Benny's from heaven.
In the burbs, the Montco Jazz Festival, now in its fourth year, runs through Sunday at more than 20 venues around the county. Highlights include tribute showcases from women in jazz, including festival curator Joanna Pasquale and jazz soul diva Carol Riddick. If you want to stay in the city and still hear some jazz, well, you can. From the folks who brought you candlelight concerts comes The Jazz Room, a journey to the heart of New Orleans at World Cafe Live. Step into a recreation of the Roaring Twenties in the Crescent City with classics like When the Saints Go Marching In and Basin Street Blues. The show is on Sunday at 6:30.
Oh, when the saints
go
marching in. Now when the saints go marching in. Yes, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Whether it's jazz, rock, pop, folk, or some combination thereof, there's still more music. We invite you to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, for more details on what you've heard and to find out where Freddie Gibbs, Alabama Shakes, and Callie Uchis are playing. and we'll let you know what program Opera Philadelphia has in store to celebrate its 50th anniversary. Congratulations! I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
When the saints go marching in.